Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Yes, we're on the air right now, and hello, aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, December 1st, 2010, Wednesday, hump day, middle of the weekday. Man, there's all kinds of stuff going on here. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, starting off with the old expression, if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. This morning at the opening bell, the Dow Industrial Average shot up like 200 points. And everybody's saying, huzzah, huzzah, you know, the recession is over. We're back in the, you know, the bullish market. The bulls are back and everybody's having a really good time. And they're saying, well, it's because the November job numbers are looking really, really good. Well, I'm sorry, but according to the Europeans, the euro isn't coming back. I think we're being fed another line. They're trying to basically just get everybody in a good mood to go out and shop for Christmas. Yesterday they were saying consumer confidence is up. I certainly don't see it around here. As far as the job numbers are concerned, don't forget the last couple of weeks of this last month is when all the retail stores in America are hiring temp workers for the next 6 weeks to get them through the holiday shopping season. You know, get people, you know, working in the stores and doing the gift wrap and all this minimum wage stuff. These are not permanent jobs. They're temp jobs. And the media is trying to turn this around into all of a sudden it's a huge explosion of employment and everything's going to be all hunky-dory. The fundamental realities of our economy have not changed. We still have criminal fraud going on in the banks. We have criminal fraud in the mortgage-backed securities, criminal fraud in the foreclosures. We still have, you know, the Wall Street firms still demanding more and more bailouts. We've got the European Union coming over and asking us for money, which is embarrassing because the United States wanted to go over to the European Union and ask them for money. And everybody's talking about, oh, the IMF has got to bail us all out. But the IMF does not have any money. What the IMF has, just like the Federal Reserve, is more debt. It is more debt. The system cannot last much longer. When it's a debt-based economy, all it's doing is it's sucking all of the real wealth out of planet Earth and putting it into the pockets of those private bankers. That's all it's doing. I was watching this video about 9/11, and I think it was one of the Loose Chains variants. I'm not sure. I tuned into it kind of halfway through. It was showing on Community Access out here on Time Warner Cable. And there was a segment in there where Aaron Russo, who produced that film America from Freedom to Fascism, and he was talking about how he'd been introduced to one of the Rockefellers. And it was a very interesting segment. And if I can find it, I'll play it on a future show. But basically, Aaron Russo was all excited to meet one of the Rockefellers and, you know, just talking with him. And basically just Rockefeller was talking about, you know, taking over the earth and reducing everybody to poverty and slavery and complete control of the media, as if that was just the way the world was supposed to be. And apparently so scared or angered Aaron Russo that he broke off the friendship. And if I can find that sound clip, unfortunately, Aaron is no longer with us, so I can't ask him on it. But I do want to find that clip because it was quite telling. The super rich really do believe they're a completely separate entity, species, if you will, from the rest of America. Andrew Carnegie actually believed that. He set up the Carnegie Foundation to reshape American education on the theory that the working class were inferior species and didn't need a lot of education and training. Only enough, like trained monkeys, to operate the machinery, fill out the paperwork, and dumb enough to think that it all really kind of mattered. And, you know, it's, when you look at what's going on in the world today, yeah, there's some serious psychological problems out there in the top levels of our society. We're going to be right back after these words from our sponsors.
A estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And already people are sending in that clip where Aaron Russo is talking about his brief friendship with Nathan Rockefeller. And it's apparently from the movie Zeitgeist. And I'm going to put that clip up at whatreallyhappened.com over the next break here. But I really wanted to share that with you because when I was still married to my first wife, Broadzilla, and we used to have discussions about the state of the world, and she just had this attitude that, you know, life was a game, and you kept score by how many pretty, shiny, expensive things you had around you, and that it was okay to go out and do ill to other people because it was really their fault if they let you get away with it. So if they let you get away with it, you were okay. You didn't have to feel bad or anything. It's a very predatory kind of a mindset. I don't think it is really consistent with the best long-term interests of the entire planet. And as a matter of fact, this goes all the way back to that whole Adam Smith mythology of being personally greedy serves the system as a whole, which John Nash, the Nobel Prize-winning mathematician, disproved and said, no, the best way to move the whole system, the whole society, the whole planet forward is for everybody to be thinking about the whole picture. You can still be personally greedy, but understand that, you know, you sometimes have to redesign your personal greed in a way that does not cause conflict and more to the point, a lockup, because that's what John Nash proved, is that with everybody acting personally greedy, eventually the system would freeze. because nothing would be functioning any longer, which is basically where our economy is right now. It's rather horrible to have 300 million American people caught in this disastrous Skinner box experiment, to prove that John Nash was correct, but that seems to be what's going on. All right, other news in the economy is that Obama's debt commission is coming out with all of these pronouncements. They're going to propose major tax changes. Now, that's government speak for the taxes are going to go up. You know, with this government so hopelessly deep in debt that rather than give up being able to party on the Potomac with all those hot and cold running congressional pages to play with, they're going to go on looting you to keep the party going as long as they possibly can. So when anybody in government says major tax change, grab your wallet, they're coming for it yet again. They're already announcing that they're talking about the lowest retirement age is now going to be raised to 68. You will not be allowed to collect any Social Security benefits until you're 68. Not that there's any Social Security benefits left in there, because every administration since Clinton has been dipping into that cash set aside for the baby boomer retirements in order to balance their federal budget and look like they're wise managers of the national economy. And they aren't. The infrastructure has collapsed. The nation is looted. You know, we're paying for all these brand new roads over in the occupied West Bank of Israel. Our own roads are falling apart, going back to gravel, bridges collapsing. You know the whole story. You can look around and see the destruction and decay of the United States of America. We're turning into a third world. I'd call ours a banana republic, but that's insulting to the banana republic. But it's just completely out of control. And they're going to keep on doing it until somebody stands up, pops them in the nose and says, don't do that. Now, coming up in a week on December 7th, which is also Pearl Harbor Day here in the United States. But as you know, over in Europe, they're planning a major bank out. It started in France. It seems to be spreading. We're basically on December 7th. Everybody's going to take their money out of the bank all on the same day, just to send a message that, yeah, it's still our money. Although in the United States of America, a lot of people don't know this, there are actually laws already on the book where the president can say, no, the bank doesn't have to give you back your money. We've got to protect the banks against the people whose money it theoretically is, except it really isn't your money. It all belongs to the government. We just deign to let you play with it from time to time to buy those, you know, just fritter away on things like, you know, food and shelter and all those really unimportant things. Now, another reason for perhaps grabbing your money out of the bank is a little bit more practical. They had a major computer malfunction down in Australia, down under. Down in Oz, they had a bank computer malfunction, and a whole lot of Australians found themselves unable to access their bank account. Their bank accounts had basically disappeared. They went to the ATMs, put in the card, typed in the number, and the ATM says, do I know you? And so, given how flaky the computer systems have been, given how often the computer systems and the ATMs are used as an excuse, remember when Citibank was trying to claim that computer hackers were the reason they were having to limit cash out of the ATMs. Again, the best advice I can give you is you should only have as much money in the bank as it takes to cover your expenses, and everything else, keep it under your own control. Because the banks are not your friend, and the government is not your friend. The government is clearly on the side of the banks and the bankers. Remember, we had that congressman a couple of weeks ago who said we can deal with the foreclosure mess or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We can't do both. And in the subsequent interval of time, it has become very, very clear which is the priority for the U.S. government, to protecting the banks, protect the money. The money is more important than you are. These little, pretty, printed pieces of paper are more important to the federal government than you or your children. All right, moving right along here. Now, as we mentioned this before, and especially in the wake of the passage of the so-called food safety bill and the exclamation by Senator Bennett that the whole system is rigged anyway, apparently lobbyists for the financial industry are, again, up on Capitol Hill throwing $100 bills all over the place, and they're pushing for legislation to retroactively legalize the mortgage electronic registration system as the standard legal way for tracking mortgages. Remember, MERS was set up just all on their own. It was used to evade literally billions of dollars in title transfer fees. that were owed to the state governments where all this stuff was going on. And that allowed the mortgage bundlers to just flip the mortgages back and forth as quickly as possible without filling out paperwork, without paying the required fees. Basically, it's tax evasion. And the result of all of this mess and this confusion created by MERS has resulted in all of these foreclosure gate lawsuits. And now, instead of dealing with the mess and punishing those who broke the law, it looks like Congress will simply say, well, we're going to make it all legal after the fact, and you can't sue them because, after all, they're bankers and they're above the law. Remember that J.P. Morgan Chase executive out in California got a free pass on a hit and run? Because after all, we couldn't harm his job. He works for the bank. Have you noticed in our society, we actually give bankers a little more awe and adulation and reverence than we do the clergy? Mostly because the clergy have been caught playing around with little kids. But it's like, you know, clergy, priest, okay, banker, ooh, can't touch him. He's a banker. He serves the money. Boy, oh boy, oh boy here. All right, over, we have a very tragic story. There's been another suicide relating to foreclosure. When they punched the locks on the home to take it, they heard a gunshot, went in, and the former homeowner had basically shot himself. At some point, and I'm not encouraging people to do this, but at some point, we're going to start hearing about homeowners who figure since they're going to die anyway, they're going to start shooting the foreclosers first and then themselves. And at that point, you know, it goes back to this whole Solzhenitsyn thing. If only, if the agents of the state, if the agents of the dictatorship had left their homes every morning with a very real chance of not coming home alive that night, maybe the dictatorship would have fallen much sooner. It's from the Gulag Archipelago, and I'll put that quote up on the site when we're done here. Alrighty, let's see. The law firm of David J. Stern has apparently created even more confusion for ForeclosureGate. Apparently, hundreds of mortgages that were in mediation over who really had the note, who really had the mortgage, are they really in default? Remember, we had this scandal where bank officials were just stamping loans as being in default and foreclosure without actually checking to see if they were current on the payments or not, and some were. You know, we had that one story of a man whose home was foreclosed. He didn't even have a mortgage. The home was free and clear, and the bank still tried to foreclose on him. So anyway, apparently down in the Tampa Bay area and other parts of Florida, a lot of this mediation was going through this David J. Stern law firm. And apparently they're in collapse right now from all of the litigation against them. And so it's just a huge, huge mess. And the danger is that Congress is going to say, we can't fix it, we're just going to pretend it never happened, and the banks get all the homes, and the taxpayers get all the bills, and that is the way the gods that we sacrifice to decreed it should be. Now, despite all this positive, happy talk that drove the Dow up earlier today, probably along with a lot of this high-speed computer trading to bump it up, the reality is quite a bit different. 2 million Americans... their benefits ran out today. They're no, in fact, that's probably where these wonderful numbers for jobless came from. Because once your benefits run out, you're no longer considered unemployed for the purposes of calculating the unemployment numbers. They put you into a different category that nobody's supposed to look at. That's probably where these numbers came from. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Mike in South Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you.
I had three real quick things I want to pass on, right in line with what you're talking about. This unemployment, the 2 million is just a start. About another 30 days after that, there'll be another follow with another 2 million. Mm-hmm. There'll be about 4 million out of work here, unemployment checks real soon. It's not going to be pleasant. My group has predicted that we're heading for some rioting, and that's not going to be very far off.
Oh, the Pentagon and the Army are already wargaming it for it. They don't want to feed you, but they're certainly going to be perfectly happy to shoot you.
We are heading for it right there. You just happened to also mention about a tragedy that just happened to one of our people who committed suicide because of his home being taken away. This has been planned. People who've got, isn't it really ironic that 5, 10, 15, 20 years
Mike,
into your mortgage...
Mike? Got to take a break for commercials. Don't go away. I want to pick up at this point when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Mike in South Carolina, and we're talking about this very obvious crisis that our nation faces, where the bankers, their money addicts, they can see nothing beyond the acquisition of more wealth. They want all the real assets of the country. They want all the people's homes. They want to turn the citizens into tenants. They want to take us back to the days of serfdom and feudalism, where you don't own any land. The land owns you, and you will work your entire life away to make their lordships, you know, more wealthy so that they can go out and have these little wars with each other across the pages of history. And it does seem like our government is preparing for a massive military draconian put down on the American people. They're wargaming for it. NORTHCOM exists primarily as a violation of posse comitatus, to basically come into the streets of the United States of America and suppress an armed rebellion when the American people finally wake up and realize what is being done to their country and what is being done to literally rob them of the wealth they worked for and accumulated over an entire lifetime. Mikey there?
Yeah, I didn't know. Very good. Thanks again for all you do, Michael. That is also 100% accurate, and you hit the nail right on the head. The people are in their houses 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and all of a sudden they've had the jobs pulled out from underneath them, and they're expected to keep these mortgage payments going. The banks and the Federal Reserve are going to collect all these homes. They're doing it now. We've got almost 25 million homes in foreclosure right now. Nobody's making an attempt out of Washington up at that joke called the White House. It's just a complete, total joke. They're stealing your house. They've already done it. And now they're going to try and nationalize all the homes and make you a slave. Not only that, but every time I hear somebody say that this country is 13 or 14 trillion dollars in debt and we have to pay it back. First of all, Michael, I want to make it known to everybody, I didn't put it that way. The bankers, the Federal Reserve, and also the politicians especially are the ones who sold this country out for a buck. I'm not going to keep paying them. I've had enough of it. I'm all over with that. I am not going to keep paying these taxes to these people to corruptly remove this country out from underneath me. It's my country, not theirs. They need to go back to Israel where they came from. These people are not, they're just criminals, and that's how they behave, totally. We are heading for a major, major downfall. $14 trillion is a smokescreen for the truth. I talked with Bob Chapman on this radio station a week and a half ago, and our numbers are coming up at $500 trillion or better, and those are closer numbers than the 14 you're getting right now. That does not include another $600 trillion offshore derivatives. It's impossible to pay it back. They're going to slam this country down, and it can't go any other way. It's going to default, and we're going to go right into a deep depression. Not only is Europe coming apart right now, but we're going to get ready to come apart here probably sometime next year, and then guess who's going to follow us, Michael? It's going to be China, and we've got a big mess on the way, and it's coming right now. One-third of this country will survive. The other two-thirds is being slaughtered. People who are in retirement right now are going to be coming off of retirement if you have a private pension income. It's not going to last very much longer. If they're going to pull you off of it, they're going to stop paying it. California has already reduced their unemployment pensions by 20%. It's going to be slamming down, and we're heading for some major, major damage.
Well, the problem fundamentally is the private central bank model. It is inevitably the doom of a nation that adopts it, because when you have a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, the debt is always going to exceed all the money that is in circulation, because all the money that's in circulation is the product of a loan at interest, and the system cannot perpetuate. It is designed to fail. And then
That's correct.
Bankers will turn around and loot the people to say, you've got to pay for the failure. You've got to pay. You are financially responsible for the fact that the economic system has collapsed, even though the system is designed to collapse. And
can
that's
I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, sure.
We, as members of this society, the legal system has our future in their hands. That's their responsibility. They have completely thrown it out the window. They've literally financially raped this country 2 years ago, when the Federal Reserve and Greenspan and what the heck was their names? The other Wall Street outfit,
Goldman Sachs.
Thank you. And they came, and Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns. They all came in and raped this country financially, totally. They reduced it by over 60%. They put it in their own pockets. That's where it's at right now. I don't pay for incompetence. I don't want any politician out there ever to have a free lunch ever again. I'm not paying for an incompetent idiot to come up there and sell me out every time I turn around. When I tell them to vote a certain way, I want them to vote that way, not to make up your minds like right here in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham turns around and decides what he wants to decide how to vote for everybody. No, I told you a way to vote, and I want you to vote that way and stop doing what you're doing. He's a treasonous person. He belongs to a member of the 13th tribe. Our problem here politically is that we have Democrats and Republicans primarily. But people don't realize there's a third party in there. A third party controls both sides. So it doesn't make any difference if you go to the polls and vote. It's a joke.
Of course it is.
They have people on both sides, and what they do, just like Lindsey Graham does here in South Carolina, well, I'm going to reach across the aisle. I'm gonna try and work with you.
Okay, only Mike, got to take another break. Mike, got to take another break. Calm down. Take a Valium. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up here with Mike in South Carolina. And Mike, what you said about the members of the Congress not representing the people, you're absolutely right. Back in 2008, when they were pushing the first TARP through, 90% of America called up Congress and said, do not use our money to save Wall Street from its own greed and stupidity. And the Congress went ahead and did it anyway because their own personal fortunes are invested with all those Wall Street firms that needed bailing out. So Congress voted themselves richer on the backs of the American taxpayer. And they laughed about how clever they were. And remember this recording we had from just yesterday when they were pushing through the food safety bill. This is Colorado Senator Mike Bennett.
There's nothing about it because it's all rigged. I mean, the whole conversation is rigged. The conversation, the fact that we don't get to a discussion before the break about what we're going to do in the lame duck is just rigged. This stuff's rigged.
Okay, so basically, you know, and he's saying it's rigged. Mike, go ahead and finish up.
Very much reminded me to calm down a little bit. My friend did the same thing. I said, now, wait a minute, you're so full of information, just let it out real quietly. That's where we're kind of at. We've been hoodwinked. This country has been hijacked. These are dual passport Israelis who've taken this country over through the back door. If you look very carefully at history, Michael, you'll find out, most people don't know this, but we've had a Jewish president ever since Roosevelt. Every single one of them has been Jewish except for Reagan. He's the only exception. People don't realize it, but you get qualified by being born from a Jewish mother. Now, I've got Jewish clients, and I don't tell them a lot about these things here, but I'm going to warn you.
Well, you know, we're kind of getting into an area that I'm a little uncomfortable with. I'm not sure that Barack Obama's mother was Jewish.
She was Jewish.
And, huh? Sorry?
She was Jewish.
Okay, well, fair enough. But I really want to, I want to keep, keep this in the area. Mike, I want to keep this in the area of their job performance. And I don't want to go off and say that all these presidents were Jewish, but, you know, some of them were clearly incompetent and corrupt and not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. And Barack Obama certainly is there. And I think if we stick to the fact that Obama betrayed the American people when Israel attacked the aid fleet, that Obama has failed all of his campaign promises, if we keep the debate in there, we're not going to get a lot of friction. If we start going off and saying that Obama's mother is...
Everything I've mentioned to you is 100 accurate.
I know it's accurate, but it's what, you know, what are people ready to accept and believe? Mike, got another caller on the line. We're going to let you go here, Mike, and switch over to John in Canada. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I was just calling in response to your last caller. You know, we will often say they're incompetent and they're motivated by greed and perhaps stupidity. But let's never forget that they're committing criminal fraud. The bailout is called extortion. They say we got to give them money to lend back to ourselves. J.P. Morgan on that time in question had more than $1 trillion in capital. You know, if we needed to borrow anything, we could have borrowed it from them because they had $1 trillion under the laws that are so screwed up, according to Bill Moyers on PBS before he quit. Stated that they could have lent us as much as $100 trillion, 100 times more capital than what they cover. But because, as you know, the repeal of the Glass-Steagall in 1999, those numbers don't mean anything either, because they can trade derivatives that are called trillions but not worth anything. They're just pieces of paper. But they buy
it. It's all gambling debts.
Yeah, they buy it. I wouldn't buy it. Nobody else would buy it, but a bankster would, because they're hijacking the public's authority. They say, I'm going to buy that piece of paper for $100 billion as long as you, the other investment banker, buy a piece of paper that I'll say is $100 billion too. And then where do they get the real money from? They pay themselves in commissions, and that's why all these banks go broke, because they pay themselves commissions, and Bear Stearns, for example, goes bankrupt. No money in the vaults, but they have $77 trillion in derivatives. It isn't worth a penny. But everybody's pension's gone, so we need to arrest these people. So this is our fault, is because we can look at history and say, well, there's never, ever been a criminal investigation at the UN, for example. And if you're familiar with the issues, you can track down criminal malfeasance. The 661 Committee, for example, they stole $60 billion from Iraqis. We want
IPCC.
Them all arrested. We want to seize that money and give it back to the victims. But that process hasn't occurred yet in our development as a civilized society. In fact, we've been going in reverse, as we've talked before. You know, we've forgotten that you got to follow probable cause to get the actual bad guys, otherwise they escape. And torturing innocent victims to get false confessions is pure evil, and under American law warrants the death sentence. You know, the TV doesn't tell us that. They say, well, no, maybe it'll work sometimes. It never works. It's irrational. You're victimizing an innocent person. So we need better leadership. We need these ideas to be expressed by everybody to go, look, we want criminal investigations reopened so we can get those who are responsible for mass murder in New York City on 9/11. It isn't that complicated. Don't be fearful, my friends, of justice. Justice is freedom. If we want to be free, we have to demand justice for ourselves. And we've been, you know, we've been neglected pretty severely here by TV thought control, I guess you could call it, or whatever. Or, you know, we're very busy. People lead busy lives, and we count that the TV is being half honorable. But for those
who basically
pay attention,
what it is, John, let me interrupt here little bit. Cause I know you're on a rant, and you're really rocking and rolling here. But the problem is that we are all raised from birth to believe that all of our problems are going to be solved in 30 or 60 minutes, less time for commercial break, by some hero or savior or messiah or something that's going to come in, and that if we just sit on our hands, or if we get on our knees and put our hands together and pray to the clouds, that everything will work out in the end. And of course, that's not true. Left to themselves, things are always going to go from bad to worse. If we want a better world, we have to make it. You and I, everybody listening to this radio show, if we are at the point where we understand the government is looting us for the benefit of the bankers, okay, then, you know, if Batman isn't coming to fix it, the Lone Ranger isn't coming to fix it, Superman is not coming to fix it, okay, Quetzalcoatl's not coming back to fix it. If we need it fixed, and we do, we're going to have to do it ourselves. It's the bottom line here.
Well, for sure. Okay? And, you know, that's the thing, is the knowledge is power. It's for people to understand what a hedge fund broker does. I know I don't have the, I can't have a license here in Canada, but there are individuals that do have a license to just take money for nothing. They take no risk because they got their fancy computer. You know, they'll interview one of the guys that CBC did a year or so back, and he clears $25 million a year, and he's taking no risk, and he just constantly sucks money out of our pensions and our savings, and people just go, well, that's how it is. You can't figure it out.
Well, we had this from this last meeting down there on Jekyll Island. We had this quote from Alan Greenspan.
Things were being done which were certainly illegal and clearly criminal in certain cases, which, I mean, fraud is a fact. Fraud creates very considerable instability in competitive markets. If you cannot trust your counterparties, it won't work. And indeed, we saw that it didn't.
Okay. Anyway, so John, you know, I understand what you're saying, and you're absolutely correct. The government is no longer responsive to the people. They'll go through the motions of pretending to listen to us ahead of the elections. And once the election is over and it's another year or two before they have to go through the charade again, they're absolutely not paying attention to us. Look right now in this lame duck Congress, they're raising taxes, they're taking away our freedoms like crazy because that's what the bankers are paying them to do. The bankers got caught in one of the most criminal frauds in the history of the nation, and they're up there lobbying Congress to say make it retroactively legal to do. And, you know, I think we're at that point right now. One more comment and then I'll let you finish up. I think we're at that point right now where I think most Americans are realizing that just because the government says something is the law doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. I mean, everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal under the laws of his country. But we know that it was not right for him to do those things. And we're at the same point right now where it may be legal for the Federal Reserve to be looting the American people to put the money in their own pocket. But we know that that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, the Hitler thing is very interesting. In Nuremberg, there was a judge during the trial process that said, you know, if anybody had been brought forward as a German soldier accused with evidence that he participated in torture, he would have been summarily executed immediately. And he never got an opportunity to see those kind of cases. That was his defense. Anyway, my point here is with Greenspan is he started this whole bailout thing. It started with him because he bailed out his buddies in the hedge fund market to the tune of more than $3 trillion. $3 trillion came out of American pockets and into the pockets of his buddies who were interviewed by Frontline living in 50,000 square foot Italian marbled mansions covered in gold, never earned a penny. Never did nothing for nobody. Just,
yeah,
and that
scammers.
Was a crime. All these things are frauds, are serious, capital
crimes
that
should
earn prison sentences. But that's all we're missing. We're just missing a guy like
John
CNN to go, we want the money back.
Thank you, John. We're going to let you go, and I know you're getting excited here, and I'm excited too. And you're absolutely right. We have an organized criminal enterprise called the Federal Reserve, and our nation's financial system, Alan Greenspan, is saying it is full of fraud and crime, and our government not only is not prosecuting, okay, they're accepting campaign donations, they're getting ready to retroactively declare everything that has gone down in the last couple of years to be legal. They will indemnify the financial institutions the way the Homeland Security Act indemnified vaccine makers from all the damage they'd been causing. And that's just the way the system works. All right, phone lines are clear right now. I want to move on to WikiLeaks. This thing is crumbling faster and faster, and it's turning into a soap opera. The corporate media is still trying to convince you. They're trying to find some way they can convince you that Julian Assange is a counterculture hero, that WikiLeaks can be trusted. And as I said, this comment that I made yesterday on the show, Department of Homeland Security, citing copyright violation, over the last couple of weeks shut down dozens and dozens of websites. Now, they didn't take physical control of the servers. All they did is they went over to ICANN, which is under U.S. government control. There was a big stink about that a couple of years ago. The rest of the world said domain naming should not be under U.S. control, but it still is. So DHS goes over to ICANN and says, take these domains that we find offensive and change where they point to. So they don't go to their own servers. They come over to a server we have set up to say neener, 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 or something like that. Now, under the current copyright laws, every document created has an automatic copyright. You don't have to register it with the Library of Congress unless you feel that there might be an issue somewhere down the road about proving authorship. But you can just say, this document is copyright, and that's it. And we can basically say the same thing applies to all of these cables. The U.S. government is already saying some of them were classified. So why didn't Department of Homeland Security shut down the WikiLeaks domain? They didn't. Now, yesterday somebody called in and said, well, WikiLeaks is up in Iceland, and they've got different laws, and they protect the servers. And again, the servers, it doesn't matter where the server is. The domain name is under the control of ICAM, which is under the control of the U.S. government. By the way, I checked. WikiLeaks servers are currently in Sweden. He's also been using some of the servers at Amazon.com. You know, talk about good buddy-buddy relationship. And he's saying he's going to move his server base to the United States of America. Why, if he is this enemy of the United States of America, is he going to bring his servers into this country? Now, more and more of the claims that are coming out in these last batch of documents are being exposed as lies. A lot of online commentators have basically pointed out that these documents all support Israel's propaganda. Iran is bad. Everybody says Iran should be killed. You know, Israel is good. Israel's sweet. Israel's species are not odoriferous. And one of the articles that came out there pointed out that the cable that is in the WikiLeaks dump relating to the attack by Israel on Gaza on November 4th, 2008, Election Day, tells the story of the attack as Israel wanted it to be, that Israel was feeling threatened, Hamas was attacking, Hamas was doing all these bad things. And yet we have documented over and over again, there was a six-month ceasefire during which Hamas did not shoot any rockets at Israel. And then on November 4th, while we were all distracted with Barack Obama, Israel attacked unprovoked, killed six Hamas officials. Next day, Hamas said, well, I guess the ceasefire is over. And Israel said, aha, Hamas says the ceasefire is over, and they launched Operation Cast Lead. So that's what went down, and the diplomatic traffic should have reflected that. But the documents were being fed from WikiLeaks' so-called document dump tell the story of that attack as seen by Israel's propaganda ministry. Oh, Hamas was threatening us. We had no choice. And it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie, and it's a significant one, because it absolutely undermines the credibility that we're looking at genuine diplomatic cables. Some of them probably are. But obviously, a lot of forged documents are in this in order to support Israel's propaganda aims of, you know, basically trying to whip up another war, this time against Iran, in a way that doesn't track back to Tel Aviv the way the attack on Iraq did. So Julian Assange is the cutout. Israel does not want to have a new war in Iran blamed on Israel. So, oh, my goodness, it's all, you know, it's all Julian Assange's fault. But he's being caught in lie after lie after lie. And they're getting desperate to sell this thing. They're getting desperate. Last night they brought out his mother, Julian Assange's mother, and she's out there saying, they're being so mean to my son, and they're saying all these terrible things about him. Want to point out, Julian Assange's parents are both theater people. They managed a touring theater company. Mother is an actress. She knows how to come out there and just put the schmaltz out and just tear-jerking and everything like that. And it's, they're turning it into a soap opera. Please don't say bad things about my son. You'll hurt mom's feelings. I mean, that's how desperate they are getting to do this. The Social Security Administration supposedly issued a memo to their own employees that was conveniently leaked, saying that anybody caught looking at the WikiLeaks documents will be fired, and it's a criminal offense to look at the... Actually, it isn't, okay? But they're trying to whip up what's called the banned in Boston effect. They're not actually going to shut down his website. We've already pointed out that double standard there. But they want everybody to think that this is something that you shouldn't see, in the hope that as soon as all of their workers go home, they'll rush over to the computer and they'll go look at the documents to see for themselves what's going on. Or more to the point, they'll go to the New York Times, which is very generously excerpting and filtering and interpreting the documents for us so that we get the gist of what they want us to believe, you know, while trying to say, oh, see, this is horrible stuff that you shouldn't be looking at. In other words, they're taking the same old lies that we would never accept from the New York Times or the television corporate media, and they're putting this sugarcoating around it called WikiLeaks, in the hope that you will now swallow what you otherwise would know you should spit out. And that's what's going on here. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. WikiLeaks. You know, it's amazing to me how, you know, they'll make statements, you know, making it out like it's WikiLeaks' fault that, you know, the U.S. government at the behest of their Israeli puppet masters are doing everything in their power that they can to manipulate governments of other countries. And making it, but what I find interesting is if you look at all of these documents that are coming out, as you pointed out clearly, nowhere in any of these documents do you find anything that's critical of Israel. And my point is this. If the Department of Homeland Security is able to, just over this past week, seize and basically kill 75 websites, if our military is so great they can go into Panama and take out Noriega, they can go into Afghanistan and take out, what was his name, John Walker?
Got to finish up. We're at the end of the seg. Finish up.
And they can go into Iraq and take out Saddam Hussein, but they can't shut down WikiLeaks?
We got to take a break. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And person in the chat room was saying that apparently in reaction to my comment yesterday about DHS and what Lee was saying as well, Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. government is now blocking WikiLeaks in the United States so that you can't look at all those documents. I just went to it on the break here without any difficulty whatsoever. So they're trying to do that banned in Boston thing. Oh, go look at the documents. Or no, you're not supposed to look at the documents, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And they're trying to basically make it look like that this is something they don't want you to see in order to trick you into reading the propaganda, which is supportive of this idea that we should all go pound on the Iranians. Now, what we are hearing from these other countries, that these WikiLeaks documents say in the Mideast, forget what they're saying in public, they really do want us to go in and get rid of Ahmadinejad, and they're afraid of him, and so forth and so on. And yet what we're hearing from the media in these other countries is that the Middle Eastern leaders, who are all getting billions and billions of dollars from the U.S. government, are going to say whatever the U.S. government wants to say. But the ordinary people of the Middle East have no problem with Iran. They think the major threat to world peace is Israel and the United States. And so that's another claim that's coming out of these WikiLeaks documents that is absolutely bogus. One more that we pointed out. Julian Assange, in yet another pathetic attempt to bolster his credibility, is now trying to claim that WikiLeaks broke the ClimateGate story a year ago. And it is absolutely not true. WikiLeaks was actually down when the ClimateGate document dump was first put out on that server. We had it at what really happened 3 days before WikiLeaks did. But Assange is out there trying to take credit for it because he's trying to recreate his credibility because it's taking such a battering right now. And of course, he's walking around saying, I have a hard drive from a Bank of America executive. And if you know something, you got to think about this whole situation. The intelligence analyst, this Bradley Manning, was arrested in June. The U.S. government knew last June that this document dump had happened and that Julian Assange had it. And from June until November, they weren't able to make a deal with Julian, or they weren't able to commandeer or legally take his domain name, or go over to Sweden and say that, you know, this is a threat to our national security. I just don't believe it. I absolutely don't believe it. DHS, remember, the week before 9/11, the FBI went out without any legal authority whatsoever and was shutting down the websites of Muslim charities all over America because they didn't want anybody getting on the net and saying, look, there's something funny about this claim that Muslims knocked down the World Trade Towers. Didn't work because even non-Muslims realized there was a hole in this story. So the U.S. government, in theory, knew that this whole thing was coming down since last June, just as Bank of America now knows that Assange is claiming he's got this hard drive. Maybe he's just trying to run up his price to you know, censor the really juicy stuff. But the whole thing is a scam. It doesn't make sense that if this was really something the U.S. government didn't want you to see, you wouldn't be seeing it. Remember, when ClimateGate broke, the New York Times refused to carry it, saying, well, the documents were probably acquired illegally. That was their excuse. But here, for the WikiLeaks thing, have another document. Here, read these. No, you're not supposed to. Yeah, but you're supposed to read these. And they're trying to act like they're doing their job of watchdog on government abuse. But they're not. They wouldn't run the ClimateGate. I have yet to see them reporting on Senator Mike Bennett's admission that the congressional processes are all rigged. That has yet to hit the corporate media. But they're still throwing WikiLeaks at you as hard as they can. It is a hoax. They're trying to trick you into another war. We got to take a 1 minute station break here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Mike in Michigan.
It's true.